Good evening. CRTV's Radio Network Service. The 7 p.m. news with Rita Uosimbom. In our top stories, members of the Economic Community of Central African States have discussed the humanitarian situation affecting member countries during an extraordinary session held in Malabo. President Paul Biya was represented by the Minister of External Relations, Bella Bella. Coming up in sports, FC Ebolova remains unbeaten this season with 9 wins and a draw following their 2-1 win over Authentic Ladies in their Day 10 match. Details of these and more in a moment. An extraordinary session of the Economic Community of Central African States to delve into the humanitarian situation of its members has taken place in Malabo with President Paul Biya represented by External Relations Minister Bella Bella. The member countries called for dialogue and the respect of the territorial integrity of state. They also pledged for a peace deal between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda in line with the Accords of Luanda. Minister Bella Bella was accompanied to the extraordinary meeting by Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atanganji. Albert Njiembone tells us more.
Leaders of ECAS are unanimous that the security and humanitarian situation of some member states is critical, as the ravaging armed conflict between M23 rebels backed by Rwanda and the forces of the Democratic Republic of Congo continues, as armed conflicts in Sudan and Libya continue to cause mass displacements of persons. The leaders agree that there is need to take prudent and cautious actions to prevent the situation from a further escalation. External Relations Minister Bella Bella was bearer of Cameroon's stance in the proceedings in his capacity as representative of President Paul Biya. He was accompanied by Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atanganji, whose ministry is charged with the management of humanitarian efforts in Cameroon, a management often described by international organizations as exemplary, notably in the assistance given to Central African and Nigerian refugees. The proceedings of Sipopo Malabo, chaired by the sitting president of ECAS Heads of State, President Teodoro Obiangeman Bazogo, also expressed in the final communique, took a wide range of recommendations. They call for the belligerents of the conflict between Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo to engage in a constructive dialogue, called for the respect of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of states, and engage the two parties to seek peace in line with the Accords of Luanda. Preoccupied by the humanitarian situation, the leaders agreed on the creation of a special humanitarian assistance fund to better respond to crisis situations and support the vulnerable populations.
Albert Njiembonde reporting. In more news, the late senior statesman and former minister David Abuem Achoi, member of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism, has been raised to the rank of Grand Cordon of Cameroon Merit. The posthumous decoration was affixed on the casket of the deceased today in Kikimbamani Nubu Division of the Center Region during the funeral. Representing the President of the Republic at the official funeral was Peter Mafani Musonge. In more news, a team of various European partners led by the European Union have promised to support and multiply development initiatives being implemented by refugees in the Minawao refugee camp, like the 151-hectare Mayo Ladi project, which is helping the refugees produce their own food. The promise was made by Team Europe. We have details with Henry Tatuekambi.
In 2024, refugees at the Minawao camp faced a severe food crisis when their rations were drastically cut. In response, authorities launched an innovative project to empower refugees to grow their own food. Today, the 151-hectare Mayo Ladi project is producing results that are said to be exceeding expectations and transforming lives of thousands of refugees. Cesar Shilombo is the deputy UNHCR resident representative.
We had rice production a few months ago, 60 tons of rice. And then now we have a sorghum We are sure that we can produce also more.
The visiting Team Europe was impressed with the fruits produced by the project and promised to support it. Jerome Pons is the head of Team Europe.
Team Europe is promising to look into this and see how we can contribute to extend whatever has been done here. The initiative has been very, very positive. This is really moving from humanitarian assistance to development.
Team Europe also visited other developmental projects being implemented by the refugees, like tree planting and fish farming. For the CLTV, I am Henry Tadewikambi, reporting from the Minawawa refugee camp.
The governor of the Northwest region has called on livestock farmers to put into judicious use the thousands of livestock inputs distributed to them by the government through the Pulsar project implemented by the Northwest Livestock Development Fund. Adolf Lili Lafrig made the call in Bamenda on the occasion of the distribution of livestock inputs to some beneficiaries of small ruminants of the region, called the Ndofeke Olivier Report.
This exercise is the fourth edition of the distribution of inputs to livestock farmers by the Northwest Livestock Development Fund, CDNO, under the emergency project to combat food crisis through the Pork Cloud project sponsored by the World Bank. The selected producers of small ruminants drawn from the seven divisions of the Northwest region were trained on production and management techniques to ensure efficient use of the equipment and inputs they received. Mba Shupung Michael is the administrative director of the Northwest Livestock Development Fund, CDNO.
This is a new year gift from the government through the POCAR project to make the livestock breeders, especially those of small ruminants, to know that the government has them in mind.
Some 600 poultry farmers, 150 fish farmers, sheep and goat farmers, plus honey, were happy recipients. Dr. Mbaku Luis Mbakwa is a specialist in animal production.
Small ruminants is when there is an outbreak of a socio-political crisis, there is always the species.
The ceremony occasioned the launching of mass vaccination of 450,000 local fowls, called the Ndofeke Olivier. CRTV News, Bamenda.
Onto this press release just coming in, the Minister of Finance informs taxpayers owing tax debts issued no later than December 31st, 2022, that the finance law of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2025 financial year has renewed in Section 19, a special compromise measure provided for in Section 20 of the finance law for the 2024 financial year, which allows them to benefit from a reduction on their tax debt. This measure seeks to enable taxpayers to settle their tax debt through a substantial reduction on both disputed tax debt and undisputed tax debt. In this regard, he invites them to submit a request to the attention of the Director General of Taxation in order to obtain the following benefits for contested tax debts before the administration, that is, heads of regional centres, Director of Large Enterprises, Director General of Taxation, Minister of Finance, a 50% reduction with the possibility of spreading the amount maintained in payment over a maximum of 3 months. For contested tax debts before the court, administrative court and Supreme Court, a 65% reduction with the possibility of spreading the amount maintained in payment over a maximum of 3 months. For uncontested tax debts of public and parapublic entities, including decentralized territorial collectivities, a 70% reduction with the possibility of spreading the amount maintained in payment over a maximum of 12 months. For uncontested tax debt of private entities, a 50% reduction with the possibility of spreading the amount maintained in payment over 12 months. The Minister of Finance reminds the aforementioned taxpayers of the availability of a tax administration to provide them with ongoing assistance in meeting their tax obligations and urges them to take advantage of the opportunity to pay off their tax debts, especially public entities and decentralized territorial collectivities. The press release is signed by the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé. In more news, Cameroon and youths have engaged in a thought-provoking exchange with members of the diaspora, delving into critical issues of migration and its impact on the country's development. This was during a forum at the National Museum today, organized as part of activities leading to Youth Day. Hortensia Ntine reports.
The discussion, which brought together students, young professionals, and representatives of diaspora organizations, explored both the challenges and opportunities that migration presents for Cameroon. Participants examined the phenomenon and its effects on the nation's economy, while also highlighting the potential of skilled Cameroonians abroad to contribute meaningfully to national development. Diaspora representatives took the opportunity to introduce various associations operating abroad and the initiatives they have undertaken in Cameroon. These include scholarship programs, healthcare support, investment projects, and mentorship programs aimed at empowering young Cameroonians. The exchange also focused on how the diaspora can strengthen its role in national development through investment, knowledge transfer, and advocacy. Participants stressed the need for stronger collaboration between local youths and Cameroonians abroad to create sustainable development pathways.
Hortensia Ngam reporting, and education stakeholders in Fundong subdivision have exhorted teachers and learners in the area to uphold the spirit of bilingualism, which is a gateway to many opportunities in and out of the country. This was during activities to close the National Bilingualism Week in Boyo Division, hosted by Government Bilingual High School Fundong. Clenis Ayombom Abengo has the details.
Fundong is an area dominated by English speakers, and the National Bilingualism Day was an opportunity for the schoolgoers to showcase their mastery of the French language. During the event, the senior divisional officer for Boyo, Saido Musa, highlighted the necessity of mastering English and French as a driver for peaceful living together.
I'm a francophone, but I'm trying to talk in English here. So you have to learn French very, very well.
The National Bilingualism Day in Fundong was an opportunity for the Divisional Delegate for Secondary Education, Kiyong Simon, to remind the population of the area to actively participate in the Youth Day event coming up on the 11th of February, 2025. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And relatedly, Bilingualism Day in the Southwest region was this year celebrated in Kumba Meme Division, with an emphasis on the need for continued efforts to promote Cameroon's two official languages. The event, which brought together students, teachers, and local officials, was marked by the award of prizes as a sign of encouragement. Hombo Suzy Monjua has the details.
Bilingualism Day in Kumba featured debates, songs, and poems emphasizing the importance of both French and English in fostering unity and progress in Cameroon. The Southwest Regional Delegate of Secondary Education, Dr. Hanai Tondembua, called on continued efforts to promote bilingualism for the benefit of the students and the wider community.
The students are proven to us that they can be critical in their thinking and they are prepared and ready to be true Cameroonians. Keep encouraging them. The world is actually evolving. Understanding French and English will help them to assert themselves and, of course, in the job market.
The senior divisional officer for Meme, Chamberlain Tundong, also highlighted the need for both languages as vital for communication and unity across the country.
You are one, but you have to understand each other. You have to communicate, and you have to share and enjoy together. That one is not possible if you cannot understand each other.
The delegates praised education stakeholders in the division for their dedication and resilience, encouraging them to continue their work wholeheartedly. Humbo Suzy Munchoa, CRTV News, Kumba.
An extraordinary convention of the Social Democratic Front has been convened for the 1st of March 2025 as from 10 a.m. at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. The information is contained in the press release signed by the Party Secretary General Donatus Njong. The deliberations, which will fall in line with the resolutions of the National Executive Council of February 1, will have as high points the unveiling of the SDF's political program for the 2025 presidential election and the 2026 municipal and legislative elections. Statutory members of the NEC are expected to attend the meeting. Elsewhere, Cameroon today joins her counterparts to observe the 11th edition of the International Day of Prayer and Awareness Against Human Trafficking. This year focuses on the theme Ambassadors of Hope Together Against Human Trafficking. Joyce Cliff Tata completes that story.
The International Day of Prayer and Awareness Against Human Trafficking is the feast day of Saint Josephine Bakita, a Sudanese nun who was a victim of human trafficking as a child. A sad story which gave birth to this day, one to reflect on the experiences of victims, raise awareness, and take action to end human trafficking. Human trafficking is a crime against humanity that denies human dignity and exposes victims to serious health risk. Most victims have lost their identity due to trauma, while others even end up losing their lives. Women, children, migrants, and refugees are the most affected groups. Experts reveal that a good number of factors contribute to the increase of the phenomenon, like wars, conflicts, violence, poverty, and environmental disasters, forcing people to leave their homes, making them vulnerable to trafficking. On such days, leaders attempt to provide solutions to counter human trafficking by taking concrete actions.
Joyce Cliff Tata reporting it onto our culture page. Students of College Jean Tabi in Yaoundé have been encouraged to embrace their surnames and seek to know and emulate the meanings as a way of staying true to their cultural identities. This was at the 21st edition of the Day of Return to the Roots, organized each year by the school to help students gainfully spend the last week in the build-up to celebrations to mark the Youth Day. Karin Kubong tells us more.
Celebrated under the theme Discovering the Meaning of My Name to Know Who I Am, the event was a colorful display of traditional attires with a touch of modernity as students, teachers, and parents turned out clad in uniform fabrics tailored to suit the various cultures they represent. Through poems, drama, and folk tales, groups of students took turns to interpret the theme of the cultural day. According to the principal of Collège Jean Tabi, Hortense Victorine Nyamut, the annual event is designed to explore cultural themes basically, as this year seeks to encourage students to embrace their native names.
We discover that some children are ashamed of their name because they don't know what those names mean. It's important that parents help their children accept their name by giving them the meaning of those names.
Thanks to the cultural days, most students now understand the value of their names.
My name is Tanya Tanya. For all the members of the West Cameroon, Tanya Tanya means the father of the twins.
My name is Konga Jonko. Konga means by the fusil. That means I'm a person who never give up. I'm a fighter.
Audrey Ngamvogo, I am the queen of Etonland in College Chantabi. My role is to teach the little ones all what I've learned in College Chantabi since I came here.
The ceremony also honored Cameroon's various cultures by setting up palaces within the campus, designating members of royal households amongst the students, and dressing them as required for parents and some visitors to show the young people how to conduct themselves within such settings.
Karen Kubon reporting. And on to this human interest story. A devastating incident has occurred in Bulova, where four children from the same family have lost their lives after consuming beans. The tragedy has sent shockwaves across the South Regional Chief Town, and the SDO for the Villa Risha Marcel Tamliking was at the Bulova Regional Hospital to comfort the inconsolable family. Clarence Azzi has the details of that story.
According to Pierrette Ajabian, the grieving mother, her children aged 4, 7, 10 and 24 reportedly ate the beans for dinner on Friday night, and they were served the same food Saturday morning for breakfast. Shortly after, she left for work, only to be called back home when they began experiencing severe symptoms, including abdominal pain. Despite efforts to rush them to the hospital, the children succumbed to their condition few minutes after arriving the emergency unit of the Bulova Regional Hospital. The cause of the death, according to the medical doctor on duty, Majino Mintia, is suspected to be food poisoning from the contaminated beans, informed the senior divisional officer for the Villa, Risha Marcel Tamliking, rushed to the health facility for more inquiry. The civil administrator has instructed an investigation into the incident to determine the source of the contaminated beans. Samples of the beans have been collected for laboratory testing. Family members are in shock and grief over the loss of the four children. The incident has sent a wave of sadness and concern throughout the town of Bulova. Clarence Azzi reporting for CRTV News.
And may their souls rest in peace. We talk sports now. FC Bulova continue to top the Guinness Women's Super League following their 2-1 win over Authentic Ladies in their Day 10 outing yesterday. The rival Lekiefi this afternoon at the annexed A of the Olympic Stadium humbled Eclair of Sar by 6-1. Before the encounter, Jasper defeated Cyclone of Douala 2-0. In the other Day 10 fixtures, Itambong won Vision Foot 2-1. Amazon Fab defeated Louvre Mimprov 1-0. While the match Cayman Fee versus RS Hour separated on a 1-1 draw. In the Elite One Football Championship, Les Asc won Aigle of the Mungo by 1-0 in the lone day 11th fixture today. Six other matches will be played tomorrow. We have details with Ben Collins, New Iberia.
After a win and a draw in the last two matches, Young Sports Academy of Bamenda, who are currently last in the league standings, will travel to Yaounde on Monday, hoping to stun Canon Sportif and keep their dreams of escaping the relegation zone alive. While it's going to be a battle for survival for the Yellow Submarines of Bamenda, Canon Sportif, fourth in the league table with 17 points, will be fighting to win and stay closer to the top spot. The top spot that is currently occupied by Colom Sportif of the Ja and Lobo, who will face struggling Ice Fortuna Mfu on Sunday at their next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaounde. There will be no room for mistakes for the Sagmalima side, who are topping the table with 21 points, 1 point ahead of Gazelle FA and 2 points ahead of Coton Sport, both from Garoua. Coton Sport and Gazelle will clash at the annex of the Rumdi Aja Stadium in Garoua, and the winner will take a comfortable position at the top of the standings. Other matches will include Dinamo Football Club of Douala versus Pantin Sportif of Dindé at the Bona Mosadi Stadium, PWD of Bamenda against 4th Azu Elite of Yaoundé at the Young Francis Arena, Victoria United of Limbe. We welcome Bambutus of Buda at the Centenary Stadium, Stade Renard of Milan versus Union Sportif of Douala in the Littoral Derby at the Milan Municipal Stadium.
Ben Collins, New Iberia, and in more sports news, again, Pool A, the nine matches of the Elite 2 Football Championship were also played this afternoon with the following results recorded. At the Fikafu Technical Centre in Oja, TKC and Union Sportive of Abongbang played a 1-1 draw in the first match, while Eding defeated IS FAP by 3-1 in the second match. At the Senaja Stadium in Chang, Fuvu of Baham and Jiko of Banjun played a 1-1 draw. The same result was recorded in the Bath Men versus Isosa encounter, which took place at the Bambele University Stadium in Bamenda this afternoon. And that's it for the 7 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, brought to you by Rita, your Sembom. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.